Welcome to You've Got This with Sarah Hammaker, a podcast to encourage and equip moms along their parenting journey. Join Sarah each week as she interviews dads and moms like you and discusses the joys, challenges, and rewards of raising kids.
Hi, and welcome to this week's You've Got This. I'm your host, Sarah Hammaker, and I'm so glad you joined me. Today, I'm talking with Kay Wilson. She's a certified leadership parenting coach, a former homeschooler. She's also served as both a teacher and a headmaster of a classical Christian school. She has kids. What more can I say? I think we're going to have a really great conversation today. So welcome to my show, Kay.
Thank you, Sarah.
Now, we're recording this in mid-May, and I say that because this is going to air sometime in the summer or fall, and most of us are still under lockdown. Stay at home, please. Let's try to beat this coronavirus pandemic. But many of us are having trouble having a good day. I know I am. Last week was really stressful for our family in many ways. We all had a lot going on. And I noticed that when I, as a mom, am not having a good day, many people in my family don't seem to have good days either. Why is that, Kay? Can you shed any light on this?
Well, you know what they say, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yes, they do say that.
When you've got things in your own mind that you're kind of trying to process, even if you're not really consciously doing that, it kind of overshadows the other things that you want or need to do. So you're not maybe completely there for your kids, and it causes problems. And they can sense that.
Yes, they can. I mean, I've often told parents they can sense your indecisiveness, kind of your fear, but they can also, I think, sense your stress.
Yes.
I didn't realize how much my attitude set the tone in my family until I had kids, right? I mean, I really, you get a little bit with your husband or your spouse, but it just, I don't know, it seemed to be magnified with my kids.
Yeah, I can remember when one of my children came up to me and said, "Mom, why don't you like being a mom?" And I was actually devastated. And I said, "Sarah, I love being a mom. I really love being a mother." But it really made me aware of the fact that there were things that were troubling me at the time, and I was letting that overshadow the joy that I experienced as a mother, and it was showing up on my face and in my demeanor, and I'm sure in other ways as well.
Yeah, your mom heart hurt, I'm sure, when your daughter said that. But thank goodness she said that.
Yes. Absolutely.
I mean, sometimes I think our kids, they're barometers about what's happening in our home, but what they also do, which is such a neat thing, is they also provide us with those little checks,
yes. Right?
Those little kind of heart checks. Oh, yes, I have been kind of about everything lately.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And I find that when you get those, you know, more often than not, I do try to take them to heart and not be like, "Oh, I'm not like that," be defensive. I do try to kind of look at it and go, "Oh, yeah, okay, I need to recalibrate. I need to have that, you know, change in my own heart so that I will be better. I will be more there in the moment."
Yeah. But you got to be careful also not to go too far in the other direction.
Mm.
Don't beat yourself up. Don't go into the ditch and beat yourself up over it. You just kind of have to make that readjustment and then move forward.
And I think one of the challenges we've all been having lately, no matter the ages of our children, especially those of us with kids still at the house, or college kids coming back, or young adults coming back, is that, you know, we're together all the time, and we can't go anywhere, and we can really, you know, one person's bad mood can really infect the whole family.
Definitely.
So do you have any Do you have any suggestions on how to prevent that from happening, whether it's your attitude? Let's say it's not mom's attitude. It's one of the kids or a husband's attitude. How can you help that from not infecting the whole family?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is really important is to, in your own mind, to have an idea of what you are expecting for the day. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a plan, like we're going to do this at 9 o'clock, and then at noon we're going to do this, and then at 1:30 we're going to do this. Because we all know that regardless of your situation, when you make plans, they have to be kind of held loosely, unless it's a set appointment. So, you know, I'm just talking about having a general idea of where you want things to go during your day, a general direction. In the morning, I want two or three things to happen. In the afternoon, here are my options for that. So you have a general direction to go. And then that way, your kids can, if it's clear in your mind, even if it's just something like, today I want to make sure that I emphasize being and speaking in a respectful and pleasant tone to each person in the family. Your children will follow that example. So
yes.
Dad's had a hard time, and he's stressed out because he's got to work in his office here at home and is kind of having a stressful time. I don't need to roll my eyes and say, you know, and sigh about that or be resentful or slam doors. I just need to move forward with the plan that I have. Continue to speak respectfully to my husband, ask if there's anything that he needs, encourage my children to help him by being respectful and staying out of his way, and then just keep moving forward. They really do follow not just what you tell them, but your demeanor and your direction.
Yeah, I love that, Kay. That's a great, I think, a great way to look at it. So often we allow outside circumstances to dictate our inside hearts.
Yep.
And it's when we just allow ourselves to be thrown, you know, hither and yon by the outside, whatever's happening, whatever circumstances the day brings. And we allow that to dictate how we're going to feel or what we're going to think. And I'm not saying that, you know, we can completely close ourselves off to that, because sometimes outward circumstances can be very devastating. But the normal times, we normally, you know, we can allow that to kind of infect how we interact with our family and how we can set that tone, and then we won't have a good day.
Right. Right. You have to always remember what's true, and there are always things that are true that go beyond the circumstances that you are dealing with on a moment-by-moment basis. So it's always true that you love your family and they love you, regardless of what happens. And it's always true that there's forgiveness, even if you mess up. And it's always true that no matter what, you can, a soft answer turns away wrath. So if you can remember true things and reach above your circumstance and your emotion just a little bit, it really does help. And sometimes even physical things can help. I had one of my sons, he's not little anymore, but when he was little, he tended to be quite grumpy. And he would walk around with a scowl on his face. And I said to him one day, John, I want you to raise your eyebrows, because if your face looks happy, then sometimes on the inside you can feel happier. And so he was only about 3 at the time, 3 or 4, but he started raising his eyebrows. Well, when he did that, it was very difficult for him to frown at the same time. So anytime he'd have that scowl on his face, I'd say, John, raise your eyebrows. And it seems like such a silly little thing to do, but boy, it really made a difference in his outward the way he spoke and the way he acted once his face complied and kind of acted more cheerful.
Oh, I love that. That's a great reminder of how our physical bodies are sometimes embodying our, how we're feeling mentally. And I know that I've started exercising a little bit more during this time because I find that it does help relieve some of that stress. And I'm thinking I need to be consistent in that. And so I make myself get up a little earlier before everyone else is awake. The house is quiet except for my mewing cats. And it's kind of nice to get that exercise in. So I usually did it like the weekdays, but I've started doing it on Saturday mornings because we don't have anything to do. We're not going anywhere. And I find that it helps me to be more relaxed and to just not, not be like that. So I think just helping us to, and then some, but our kids, our kids need that extra kind of reminder because they don't always think, oh, I need to exercise. Oh, I need to get some fresh air. That's one of my favorites. When my kids are all grumpy, I'm like, get outside because, nature, even just a roll in the grass, a skateboard down the sidewalk can really help us. And even for us, we've been taking a lot more walks together as a family too, because we're like, okay, we're all grumpy, let's get outside.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's so good.
And it also just kind of, we find that my husband and I, we sometimes just say, look, I'm sorry, I was really stressed last week, or this is a really stressful week, I'm going to try not to be all snappy at everyone, and so can you give me a little grace that I might be a little more uptight.
Right.
I find just kind of like putting it out there that if we know, like I know last Thursday, for example, for me was just really, really busy. I mean, I had like one thing after another, just the way my day ended up. And most days, thank goodness, are not that structured with things I had to do at certain times. But Thursday was. And so I kind of warned everyone. I said, look, I said, I'm going to try not to be this way, but I have a really busy day. So you've been warned. Stay out of my way.
That's so good. I think that's really important. Yeah, I think that's great. And I think it also helps sometimes maybe at the end of the day around the dinner table if you can kind of debrief about the day. Well,
yes.
What were the things that made you feel stressful? Was there anything that we can do differently tomorrow that would help alleviate some of your stress? Are there things that you're anxious about? Just talking through those things together as a family makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and I just, and also, like my high schoolers, I have my two oldest children are in high school, and they have, some AP exams coming up. And I was like, okay, this week, as we're recording this week, and I just said, okay, so what can we do to make sure that, you can feel prepared for this and you can take this without feeling as stressed. Where are you going to take the test? How can we help? And I find that, that I could see, even though they didn't say it, relieve some of their stress, knowing that we're aware. It's on the family calendar so that we will help them do the best that they can during their tests. And we're all kind of supporting that so that everyone knows, hey, at 2 o'clock for the next 3 days, one of your sisters has a test, so we're going to try to help them with that.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. That really makes a difference. That's what family's about, supporting each other.
Right, supporting each other. And I think that's one of the things that I've really enjoyed, and I've heard this from other moms, too, about this quarantine time, is that we have been able to really reconnect with our families. With our kids, and to really spend time together and doing, silly things or fun things, or just, we've lingered over the dinner table more than we usually have. And, our ice cream shop opened up recently, so we can walk to, so we all walk there, and a couple of us had our masks, went up and ordered and took it down while we're all away from people. And that was just really nice to kind of have that family time together, and that can help us have better days
absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. Yes, that's a hidden blessing in the midst of this crazy, crazy time.
It is. And do you have any more tips on having a good day? I know we've covered a lot of ground, but we still have a little time left, and I'd love to hear any more thoughts you have on, especially from the mom, because like we said in the beginning, you know, we kind of set the tone in the house. Are there anything else that maybe you did as a mom when your kids were younger? Is there anything else that we can give some great tips to our listeners?
Well, one thing that I always did was have a quiet time every afternoon, whether the child was actually napping or not was irrelevant. And it was more for my sanity than anything else. Mm. But when I would ask them, what's your favorite time of the day? And this is when we were homeschooling, so they had time to play outdoors and they had time to do other things as well. But every single one of my five kids said that the quiet time of the day was their favorite. And it was a time for them to be by themselves, think their own thoughts, read a book, do some artistic something or other, play with dolls, whatever. And I think we all need that time to kind of reset and be aware of our own thoughts. And it just makes for a nice break in the day as well, be away from each other.
Oh, I love that, Kay. And we still institute that to some degree. You know, especially if I see my kids getting all testy, I'm like, you guys, you know, my boys are close in age, and sometimes I'm like, you need some quiet time to separate. But before, when they were all younger, yeah, everyone had quiet time for a couple hours, and it was great. You know, and as we're recording this, our 4-year-old foster daughter is having her quiet time, and it's good for her. I'm not expecting her to sleep. But, you know, it does, and she definitely needs that kind of less stimulation from everyone. We all need that little break where we can just kind of regroup, like you said, and just kind of relax, and we all feel better afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's a great tip. And I think no matter the ages of your kids, it's always good to give kids some, you know, screen-free time.
Absolutely.
To themselves, so that they can kind of relax and recharge.
Yep. Everybody needs it.
And just suggesting, you know, some quiet, I love you gave some examples of quiet time activities. You know, reading is a great one. Working on a hobby or craft, like model cars or doing puzzles or, you know, artistic stuff. There's lots of, you know, inexpensive or even no cost things that your child can do by themselves in the room. I remember I used to love to be in my room and, like, go through rearrange my bookshelf, clean out I love to do those small, like, little projects. I always felt like you were finding hidden treasures, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I know. I wish I had more time to do that now, because I totally need to, like, clean out my kitchen cabinets, but I'm like, I don't think so. Yeah. Maybe one day.
Yep.
So now, how have you felt during this time? How have you really kind of managed your days during these quarantine times?
Well, it's been really interesting because all of my children are out of the house now. And so it's been a real challenge. A couple of things that I have done are to take little courses. Like I took a course or an online course of organizing things, speaking of organizing your cabinet.
Yeah.
It's a step-by-step kind of thing. But I've done a lot of just contemplation, in a sense, of reevaluating what are the priorities, where am I spending my energies, where am I spending my money. And it's been a really fruitful time in an interesting kind of way.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And, you know, what I did for my kids, you talked about having those, like, a schedule. I had created this list of things that they needed to do every day. That was what I used in the summer when school is out, before the kids have, now they have some distance learning. But I put things on it like, you know, you have to have your morning chores done by a certain time. You know, they have to practice those. You took piano lessons, had to practice. You know, they had to get 30 minutes of exercise every day, preferably outdoors, but, reading, you know, and here's the time frames you can be online, like between 2 and 4, you can be online, as opposed to 2 hours a day,
right,
for my older kids. And that, that loose structure, I think, helped everyone have a better day, helped me have a better day, because I wasn't constantly you know, yipping at my kids. What are you doing? Have you done this? Have you done that? We all knew what was expected, and it just was really helpful. And I found that we'll do another one of those when school ends. I kind of relaxed it now that they have schoolwork and stuff to do, but it just helped them too know what was expected. Because so many times that's when we get into trouble and we don't know what's expected.
Exactly. I think that is so important. And I love the fact that you mentioned a loose structure, so they have a time frame within which to do it, but they also don't feel that you're micromanaging their every moment. And that,
yes,
that gives them a sense of agency and freedom in deciding when they will do it, but at the same time, they're accountable, so they're not just totally, you know, bouncing off the walls. I just think that's great.
Right, and they also know that if they say the boards to this effect, I'm bored, I have a whole list of chores for them to do that are not on their regular rotation.
That's right. They learn very quickly how to take care of that.
They do. They do. And my kids, they rarely say it. I mean, they said it all. They try one summer, they try to say it like all the time when they were all in elementary school, okay? And I thought I was going to kill them all. I mean, I really did. And then I was like, what am I doing? No. Here's a whole list of things you can do that doesn't require mom. Because some of those lists you find online, it's like mom has to do a heck of a lot to get them to do these. I'm like, I'm not involved. They're bored. They can solve their own problem. And I said, if you still tell me you're bored, you're going to pick a chore out of the jar, and then you have to do it to my satisfaction.
That's
well, of course,
right.
They all had to say they're bored because I wouldn't let them look and see what the chores were. Oh, they were not happy, Kay.
I'll bet. I guess that's the truth.
Oh, I had sparkling windows, clean baseboards, all the chores that I don't really make them do on a regular basis. Oh, it was pretty fun. I didn't hear a peep out of them for the whole rest of the summer about being bored.
Great. So, you know, with toddlers, you can do, you can give them such simple things. You know, they may not be great at washing the windows, but if you give them old cardboard boxes and toilet paper rolls, and you could give them, you know, a bucket of water and an old paintbrush, tell them to go. I used to tell my kids to go outside and paint the house, and they would just, you know, they could see the water making a difference in the color of the paint or on the bricks.
Uh-huh.
And they thought they were doing a job for me.
Oh, that's funny.
That was great. And also the use of, I used a lot of classical music, quote-unquote classical music, series music, and they would, you know, invent scenarios to go along with that and just use their imagination.
Oh, I love that. Those are some really great ideas. Well, we are almost at the end of our time. Is there anything else you would like to share about how to have a good day with our listeners, Kay?
I just think, you know, keep a smile on your face and keep looking forward. That's the key.
That's a great way to end our show. So thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Sarah. It's been my privilege.
You've been listening to You've Got This. I've been talking with Kay Wilson, a certified leadership parenting coach, a former homeschooler, and you can find out how to connect with Kay with the information with this podcast. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast of You've Got This with Sarah Hammaker. Sign up to receive notification of new podcasts and listen to previous editions at sarahhammaker.com. Until next time, remember, parenting might be hard sometimes, but don't worry, you've got this.